This is Human Capital, news and features of Montana government. I'm Montana State Senator J.P. Pomnikowski, Senate District 33 in Bozeman. Human Capital is a feature on Gallatin Valley Community Radio, KGVM Bozeman at 95.9 FM and everywhere via streaming at kgvm.org. Talon Energy, one of four owners of Colstrip Power Plant in southeastern Montana, has told its bankruptcy judge that it will be acquiring more ownership in the Colstrip Power Plant. Colstrip is a 1,500-megawatt power plant with six owners, four of which do business in Washington and Oregon, where coal power bans are on the horizon. Talon, the Texas-based energy company, is currently engaged in one of the year's largest bankruptcies. It disclosed in an agreement September 9th that it will acquire Puget Sound Energy's 25% share in the Colstrip power plant. Puget is transferring its shares no later than the end of 2025, when Puget faces a Washington state deadline to stop serving customers coal power. Talon filed for bankruptcy May 10th, disclosing $4.5 billion in debt, which it has winnowed down by offering secured creditors an ownership stake in the company. At the end of August, Talon announced a 92-day period in which it would take offers to buy the company. Talon indicated it already has one cash offer for an undisclosed amount. Puget Sound Energy is the power plant's oldest and largest stakeholder, and Puget will shoulder a share of Colstrip's cleanup costs. Talon reported to the court that it will cost $338 million to close the Colstrip units and remediate the area, not including additional funds to clean up decades of coal ash waste. That means it's not surprising that Puget is happy to offload its share of Colstrip to Talon Energy. And since Talon Energy is in bankruptcy, the cleanup of Colstrip is thrown into question about who will pay. This is Puget's third attempt to sell its Colstrip interests. 2 years ago, Puget attempted to sell its stake in Colstrip Unit 4 to power plant co-owners Talon and Northwestern Energy for one single dollar, but withdrew the offer when regulatory analysts estimated the Puget customers would shoulder the deal's true cost, estimated to be in the millions. In the 2019 legislature, Puget tried a different attempt involving the sale of Puget's Unit 4 stake to Northwestern Energy, but came up short. It was just 2 years ago that Colstrip's units 1 and 2 shut down after Talon announced that it was losing money on the units, the ownership of which it split equally with Puget Sound Energy. A forest and wildland fire, the No Grass Creek Fire in Powell County on the west end of the Helena Ranger District, has burned 424 acres. The fire was reported about 3:45 in the afternoon Sunday and is burning on Forest Service-managed land in and around Blackfoot Meadows east of Deer Lodge. It is not threatening any homes or private property at this time. The Colorado River will be designated in a Tier 2 shortage condition for the first time starting in January as the American West's historic drought has taken a severe toll on Lake Mead. According to a new projection from the Department of the Interior, Lake Mead's water level will be below 1,050 feet above sea level in January. That's the minimum threshold required to declare a Tier 2 shortage for 2023. Lake Mead's level has been around 1,040 feet this summer, just 27% of its full capacity. The Tier 2 shortage means that Arizona, Nevada, and New Mexico will have to further reduce their Colorado River water use beginning in January. California will not have cuts made yet. The threshold for California's first water reduction is a slightly lower water level. Of the impacted states, Arizona will face the largest cuts, or about 21% of the state's yearly allotment of river water. The Department of the Interior's Assistant Secretary for Water and Science, Tanya Trujillo, said, "Every sector in every state has a responsibility to ensure that water is used with maximum efficiency. In order to avoid a catastrophic collapse of the Colorado River system and a future of uncertainty and conflict, water use in the basin must be reduced." Projections show that by this coming January, Lake Mead's water surface elevations will be at 1,047 feet. Lake Powell's water surface elevation will be at 3,500 feet, just 32 feet above minimum power pool, or the amount needed to generate electricity from hydroelectric operations.
This is Montana State Senator J.P. Pomnikowski for Human Capital on KGVM 95.9 FM and online at kgvm.org. All past episodes of Human Capital are available online anytime at kgvm.org.